Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢上帝，我们能够一同分享诗篇七十三篇。
And I praise God that I have the opportunity here to share the 73rd Psalm together with you.
在诗篇七十三篇中，我们能够看到如何从信心的困惑、软弱、挣扎，经过祷告走向信心的得胜。
And in the psalm, we can see that how we can go through being skeptical and being doubtful and through our own struggles, but relying our faith and to triumph in our faith.
我们请登辉长老向大家用英文宣读诗篇七十三篇，然后我们祷告分享。
Before I pray, let's read Psalm 73 in English.A psalm of Asaph. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs until death, their bodies are fat and sleek.They are not in trouble as others are. They are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. They set their mouth against the heavens and their tongues.Struts through earth. Therefore, his people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, How can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning.If I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seems to me a wearisome task until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream, when one awakes, O Lord,When you arouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast towards you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you.My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
兄弟们，诗篇被称为整个圣经中的至圣所之书。
And we know the book of Psalms has been called the sanctuary of all the Bible books.
所以这些先知、这些诗人们进入神的至圣所。
So the psalmists and those prophets, they entered into the most holy sanctuary.
亲自得着明白上帝的心意。
And to discern and to know God's will.
但是令我们感到非常震惊的是
But what shocks us
他们有疑惑
is that they also have doubts
他们有挣扎
and they also have struggles
甚至他们有怨言
and they even complain
所以诗篇作为至圣所
so as a sanctuary book
诗篇七十三篇作为进入至圣所的门槛的一首诗篇
In the sanctuary book, the 73rd Psalm is also maybe seen as the threshold to enter into the sanctuary.
但是这首诗篇就被成为一个怀疑者的诗篇。
But this Psalm is also called the Skeptic's Psalm.
怀疑上帝不可靠。
to be skeptical of whether God is still reliable. We are skeptical if God is still fair. And the psalmist directly complains before God that my heart has these doubts.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在诗篇73首中，
so in this particular psalm,
我们从第一节到十六节要面对信心的试炼。
And from verse 1 through 6, 16, we are going through the trial of our faith.
这个试炼到了什么程度呢?
And to what extent are we experiencing this trial?
在16节是一个巅峰。
And we get to the pinnacle of that in verse 16.
我思索怎能明白这事,我眼看时机未难,我眼看不下去了。
And the psalmist said, it seems to me a very wearisome task, a task I cannot do anymore. But then we also see the psalmist going through a turning point of his
And
this turning point starts in verse 17 when the psalmist went into the sanctuary of God to discern the end of the wicked.
然后进入23节开始,
and then starting in verse 23,
就从信心的试炼转向信心的得胜,
and we the psalmist has turned from the trial of his face to the triumph.
就从看到恶灵发达心怀不平,
and when he felt in his heart, he felt God is so unfair in his heart when he saw those wicked.
转向一种甜蜜的你,
and he went into the sweet presence of God when God will be ever with him. So in this psalm, we need to experience also our own orientation of our faith. When we have doubts, when we have struggles in our hearts, we may be disoriented. But when we enter into the sanctuary and come before Jesus Christ, we can now reorient ourselves.
最后我们能够确确实实享受与上帝同在，永永远远在基督里这样生命一个新的定向。
Until we can also enjoy this new orientation to be with God, to be with Jesus in our lives.
让我们特别的祷告，求主给我们带来信仰心灵的新的转向。
And let's pray for God's orientation in our hearts.
天父上帝,
Heavenly Father,
我们在这个世界中,
As we live in this world,
我们在现实生活中,
in our daily lives,
哪怕是我们真正的信靠你,
even when we say we put our trust in you,
哪怕我们真正的信靠耶稣基督是我们独一的救主,
even then when we say we truly put our trust in Jesus Christ as our one and only Savior,
真实的信心是挣扎的信心,
our true faith may still go through struggles,
是痛苦的信心,
and may even go through pain,
甚至有的时候是混乱的不信的信心,
and sometimes we may even be confused to the point of being unfaithful.
所以我们需要再次的来到你的面前,
we need to come once more before you,
再次的进入至圣所,
and to come into your sanctuary once more,
再次的寻求耶稣基督的宝血来洁净我们,
and to seek that Jesus, he can cleanse us with his precious blood. And may the Holy Spirit with his power to illuminate our hearts, to lead us from doubt to conviction, from weak to strong.
从失败和沮丧走向盼望和得胜,
from frustration and defeat into hope and triumph.
主，你当初怎样恩待了亚瑟，怎样恩待了大卫,
and how, just as you how you showed your favor to Asaph, to David, And you will even more lead us into your abundance in your Son Jesus Christ. So that we can enter into your presence. So that we can enjoy this blessing of Emmanuel. We pray and give thanks to you in our Lord Jesus Christ's holy name.
弟兄姊妹,
I want to tell you a story, brothers and sisters.
A story
I heard from Pastor Arthur.
And
he may have heard it from another pastor.
就是说有一个著名的 employee and motivation, 一个员工励志大会。
There's a conference to motivate the employees in a company.
在公司在员工的成功中最重要的要素是什么呢？
And they were looking for the key success factors from the employees.
每个人都要思想,
and then they are searching they're brainstorming, searching the answers.
然后在我们的生命中虽然有很多事项, 你要有一个重要性上, 要有一个优先性的。
And in a lot of the things we do, you need to have priority.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就看到在诗篇 73篇中,
and in this in Psalm 73,
这个从怀疑软弱, 到确信和刚强的一个转折点是什么呢?
And what is a turning point from the psalmist doubt and weakness into faith and strength.
就是大家牢牢记住 73篇的关键的这些 keywords 就是17节。
And then we want to need to see the key verse and keywords from this psalm, which is in verse 17.
等我进入上帝的圣所, 思想他们的结局。
But I thought how to understand this. It seems to me a wearisome task until I went into the sanctuary. Then I discerned their end. So in our Christian faith is not blind faith. We need to think deeply. Within God's sanctuary. And to think in Christ. And to so that our thoughts are also be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. So for our success and for our faith, the most important thing is really to enter into the sanctuary and to be in God.
弟兄姊妹,在今日的时代,
so in the day and times that when we live here in the United States.
好,基督教的信仰上来看,
this is not a golden age for Christian faith.
所以很多神学家甚至称美国从一个基督教国家变成了一个后基督教国家。
And many theologians have said that American has has moved from a Christian nation into a post-Christianity nation. And there are lots and lots of things that are impious and that are against God. In human history,
第一次出现一个国家一个政府把同性恋此类的事宜当作普世价值在全球推广。
And we have where a nation that now has recognized homosexuality as a universal value that we promote in this whole.
当然，我们不是说同性恋这个罪就比其他的罪更令人憎恶，更招惹上帝的震怒。
We are not necessarily saying that the sin of homosexuality is more detested or more more of an abomination than all the other sins. The Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
我们仍然需要在基督里深刻的同情他们，深刻的爱他们，深刻的为他们祷告，使他们返回，使他们回转。
We need to have empathy. We need to for those sinners, and we need to pray for them.
但是罪仍然是罪的。
But sin is still sin.
所以我们在基督里爱罪人，并不是说把罪就讲成是圣洁，把罪就讲成是公义，把罪讲成是值得推崇的，不是价值。
So even as we say that we should love sinners, that is not to say that we should now exalt sin into virtue, into value that we should embrace.
弟兄姊妹，在今天的美国社会中，我们的信心也是面对着巨大的试炼。
So that in the society that we live in today, our faith is also going through a serious trial.
尤其是我们今天的年轻人比历史历代面对更大的试炼。
And especially the younger generation, I think they're going through an even greater trial than the previous generations.
我们在婚姻上，我们在家庭上，我们在工作上，在基本的价值观上，根基都在摇摇欲坠。
And the very foundations of our marriage, our family, our work, all these foundations are being shaken.
所以我们更需要深刻的、自觉的来到上帝面前。
So we truly need to come before God.
这个来到上帝面前，不是仅仅是牧师口头上讲的一句话。
And it's just a saying or hearing this as a word.
而是在你个人的生命中。
But it's something that we should pay attention to in our lives.
此时此刻，主啊，我来到你的面前。
As individuals, when we say, Lord, I come before you. I enter into your sanctuary. I want to come in my true self and in front of the true God.
主啊，我软弱。
And to admit to God that I am weak.
我挣扎。
That I struggle.
我生气。
That I'm feeling unfair.
甚至这个地方诗人就直接讲, For I was envious at the foolish. 对于愚蠢的人，我就感到嫉妒他们，我就心怀什么不平。
And here, just like the psalmist said, that he was jealous of those wicked, those who are rich.
所以我们看到在诗篇的第一节到十六节。
And if we see from verses 1 through 16.
诗人就在上帝面前述说自己本真的感受。
The psalmist was plainly expressing his feelings.
所以真正的基督教信仰不是让我们报喜不报忧。
So as a Christian, our faith should not be just telling God the things that are good.
不是压抑隐藏我们真实的感受。
And just to oppress and hide your true emotions.
所以你看到诗人如此在上帝面前。
So we can see that the psalmist come before God.
上帝啊，你实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
And he said, truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
但是马上第二节他就说，只有我，我的脚几乎失散。
But in verse 2, he said, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled.
我有些不信。
I have unbelief.
我有些怀疑。
I have doubts.
我几乎不信了。
To the point of unbelief.
我几乎不来教会了。
Almost to the point of not going to church.
我几乎觉得基督教是虚伪的。
I'm almost going to the point of thinking Christianity may be just a hypocrisy.
上帝，你恩待以色列那些清心的人，难道是真的吗？
And God, are you truly good to Israel?
为什么我见到那些恶人却发达？
But why do I see then those wicked people are prosperous?
所以我们就看到诗人来到上帝的面前，其实心中充满了愤愤不平之情。So
he and we can see that his heart was full of jealousy.
所以这被在信仰被称之为一种痛苦的坦诚。
And this is a kind of a painful candor before God.
真实的关系都需要痛苦的坦诚。
We know that true relationships require us to be candid.
夫妻之间，弟兄姊妹之间，甚至我们与上帝之间，要有痛苦，要有挣扎，但是要坦诚的面对。
Not just between husband and wife or between brothers and sisters, but also between you and God.
所以诗人亚撒在上帝面前首先诉说的是他心中的极大的不平之情。
So first, we can see the psalmist Asaph here first expressed the doubts and jealousy in his heart.
然后他数计那些恶人，那些狂妄的人。
And he continued to describe those arrogant and those that are the arrogant and those who are wicked.
你看他们的身体那样健康。
So they have great health.
你看他们做事那样顺利。
And they're all the things they do prosper.
你看他们志高气昂。
And they raise their head high.
你看他们狂妄的喧嚣，枪杆子里面出政权，拳头大的是老大哥。
And they can boast themselves.
你看到他们心宽体胖。
And they're fat and sleek.
你看到他们讥笑别人。
And they ridicule others.
而且他们亵渎上帝。
And they blasphemy against God.
至于我们信主的人，我们怎么样呢？
But what about the believers?
我们第十节讲，所以上帝的子民归到这里，我们喝尽了满杯的苦水。
And in verse 10 it says God's people are full of they're drinking the waters of bitterness.
你看那些恶人到底怎么说？
But how did the wicked say?
上帝真的存在吗？
How can God know it?
上帝真的无所不知吗？
Is there knowledge in the Most High?
看到这就是恶人。
And those are the wicked are like.
邪恶之人的核心就是不敬畏上帝，不信靠上帝，他们自认为自己就是上帝。
And the essence of being wicked is the unbelief, is not believing in God and believing in themselves.
他们这样亵渎上帝。
But even as they blaspheme against God.
但是看到他们仍然常享安逸，财宝加增。
But they are still enjoying peace and enjoying the increase in their wealth.
我在上帝面前分别为圣，我在上帝面前侍奉奉献，洗手表明无辜，但是却终日遭灾难，没早晨守成
绩。And the psalmist said, "But in vain, I'm keeping my heart clean. I'm coming in God in my innocence. But then all the day long, I have been stricken."
然后世人。就更痛苦地讲
And more painfully, the psalmist said,
我不该向别人这样传啊。
He said, shouldn't I be saying these things?
我不敢把我自己的愤怒，把我自己的消极，把我自己的挣扎和怀疑，我给别人传福音的时候，我怎么能够说这些事情啊？
Shouldn't I be telling others these feelings in my heart?
所以他就坦率地向上帝讲。
And he spoke frankly before God.
如果我要说的话,
if I will speak thus,
这就是那些奸诈待你的那些人。
I would have betrayed the generation of your children.
然后十六节他就总论说,
and he summarized in verse 16.
我是说真能明白这事，眼看实际什么为难。
When I sought to understand this. It makes this a really a wearisome task for me.
我看也看不下去。
I cannot continue.
我想也想不明白。
And I cannot think this through.
上帝，你怎么能够这样掌管世界呢？
How can God govern the world like this?
你怎么任凭好人不长寿，坏人活不够呢？
How can you see that the believers, God's people, suffer and those the wicked enjoy longevity.
所以诗人的信心经历了极大的试炼熬炼。
So we can see the psalmist's faith has gone through a great trial.
他在上帝面前确确实实有这样一种非常痛苦、非常沉重的坦诚。
His heart's with heavy, and we can see from his candor that he's going through a lot of pain.
但是弟兄姊妹，看得出的。他的信仰的挣扎并没有仅仅停留在挣扎和怀疑之中。
But by God's grace, we can see the psalmist didn't stop at this point of struggle and being skeptical.
然后十七节就出现了 turning point, 就出现了拐点。
And we see that he reaches a turning point in verse 17.
我等我
Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end.
弟兄姊妹, 这个 perspective, 人的视角有三种。
So we have man has three perspectives.
我看这些人, 我的视角。
It's one is my perspective for other people.
上帝怎么看这些人, 上帝的视角。
And we also have, but we have a perspective how God perceives these people.
第三个视角很难听, 但是很现实是畜生的视角。
And the third perspective, which is really, it's kind of very unpolite to say, but it's truly, it's the perspective of a beast.
所以更深刻的是什么呢? 当我们的视角偏离上帝的视角的时候, 我们就堕落中畜生的视角。
So when our perspectives have left, have departed from God's perspective, then we, our perspective really have now fallen to that of the beast.
所以在22节就讲,
so that's what the psalmist says in verse 22.
我这样愚昧无知,
I was brutish.
And 在你面前如畜类一般,
I was ignorant. I was like a beast towards you.
我们看到别人吃饭, 我们嫉妒。
We are jealous to see when people enjoy their banquets.
我们看到别人有存款,别人有房子,别人发达, 我们嫉妒。
When we see others prosper, when they enjoy their great wealth, and we also are envious.
但是我们不是从真理角度。
But that's not from the point of truth.
我们不是从永恒角度。
But that's not from the point of the perspective of eternity.
我们总是从今生的荣华富贵,吃喝拉撒睡方面来比较。
We are comparing those things from the point of this life.
这和动物有什么区别呢?
Which is no difference, which is there's no difference between that and the and that of a beast.
弟兄姊妹,人之所以崇高,人之所以伟大,就是我们越是接近上帝,越是效法上帝,我们越是有上帝的视角,神圣的视角。
So the greatness of man is when we now we see things from God's perspective.
当我们一旦脱离上帝,脱离真理的时候,我们就所谓的人的视角,立即就落入畜生的视角。
So once we depart from that, then we are falling into this beast-like experience.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们看到这世人的转折就是他从自以为是的个人的人的视角,转向上帝的神圣的视角。
So we can see that the true turning point of the psalmist here is to turn from his own kind of beast-like perspective towards God's perspective.
所以在18节就讲到,你实在把他们安在华地,使他们掉在沉沦之中。
And so in verse 18, the psalmist understood, truly God has set them in slipper places and has made them fall to ruin.
而且他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉,他们都被惊恐灭尽了。
And how the wicked will be destroyed in a moment and swept away utterly by terrorists.
主啊,你醒了看他们就像梦幻泡影。
And he said, O Lord, when you arouse yourself, you will see them like a dream when one awakes.
他们在这个世界上转眼消失。
And they and these people will will disappear from earth in no time.
而且不仅转眼消失,他们活着的时候心里充满了恐慌和忧虑。
And not only that, when the wicked, even when they live in this world, their hearts are filled with terror and filled with worry.
他们死了也活活地坠入阴间。
And when they die, they will fall into hell.
在那里受永永远远的刑罚。
And to suffer the eternal punishment.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们就看到, 当世人进入至圣所的时候,
so when we can
see 他就从自己的视角转向上帝的视角。
The psalmist had now turned from his own perspective into God's perspective.
他在上帝的视角中才能够真正的认识自己,认识世界。
And in the sanctuary, he now can truly know and understand this world.
然后他就转向他的看法。
And he has turned to God's view.
21节讲,因而我心里发酸,肺腑背刺。
And he has realized how wrong he was in
verse 21. 他在上帝的光中得见光。
And he has seen light in God's light.
他在上帝的伟大,上帝的永恒,上帝的公义中看到自己是何等的卑微,竟然妄论上帝的作为。
and he from God's great power and his great righteousness, he had seen that how wrong he was to judge God by his own actions.
So that
people should come before God and repent.
作为一个诗人，作为一个音乐家，作为在圣殿服侍的，他的悔改到什么地步了呢？
So can we see the extent to which the psalmist repented? The psalmist Asaph, he was a great musician. He was a great minister back then.
我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。
Even with his status, he had admitted before God that I am like a beast towards you.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么心怀不平呢？
So why do we have bitterness in our hearts?
那我们就觉得我们比别人更崇高。
Because sometimes we think we are more exalted than others.
我们就觉得比别人更圣洁。
We are more holy than others.
我们就觉得我们比别人更应当得到上帝的主般的赐福。
And we deserve more God's blessing than the other people.
深刻的悔改是认识到,
so a true and deep repent is to know that
我们不过是尘土,
we are but dust.
我们不过是一条虫,
we are but worms.
我们甚至在上帝面前如畜类一般,
we are almost like beasts in God's eyes.
我们在上帝面前没有像保罗讲的没有任何可以夸口之处。
And the Bible says, there's nothing we can boast before God.
所以我们在上帝面前真的是一无所有，一无可夸。
So in front of God, we truly have nothing, we can boast nothing.
我们要夸口，就像使徒保罗所强调，只能夸口耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
And if we are ever to boast, like the Apostle Paul says, we should only boast Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
我领受的我的所谓的一切的恩赐都是来自众光之父。
And all the blessings received are from the light, from the Father of all light.
我不光是一个罪人，而且我在罪人中是一个罪客。
And even as the Apostle Paul said, I was the chief among the sinners.
但是我今天之所以这样是，都是因着主的什么恩典。
And he said, today, what kind of person I have become, it's all because of God's grace.
所以很多社会上所谓有觉悟觉醒的人。
So as we see that in our society, when we talk people who have awakened.
我看透了红尘,
I have seen through all things.
我看破了爱情,
I have seen through love.
我看破了美国,
I have seen through the United States.
教会基督教信仰也不过是如此。
And the Christianity is just like this.
但是唯独没有看透看破自己。
But they have not seen through themselves.
所以这个时候我们或者是自高自大，我比他们强。
So we can either choose to be exalt ourselves, saying we are above all the others.
或者是我们自我放弃，自卑自贱。
Or sometimes we become self-pitiful and essentially think we ourselves are worth nothing.
我们找不到自己真正的定位。
Either way, you cannot find the true identity and your position.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心的拐点是我们从人的角度、自己的角度转向上帝的角度，转向基督的角度。
So again, our turning point is to move from our own perspective to God's perspective and God's perspective in Christ.
只有当我们真正的社会上常讲要换位思考，真正的我们从我们的自高自大的地位。 转向在基督里，在上帝面前的地位的时候，
well, as we now move our identity into something that is in God's perspective, Only then can we truly experience the triumph of
our faith.
And we can, only then can we experience the sweetness of our faith.
所以我们就看到诗人就从那种沮丧、那种生气、那种愤怒、那种苦读，开始转向信心的得胜和甜蜜。
So we can see now the psalmist that has now turned from his own skepticism and from his own frustration, from his own bitterness towards triumph and towards enjoying his faith in God.
这就是23节到28节,
which is from verses 23 to 28.
所以诗人就说：“然而你常与我同在，你搀住我的右手。”
And the psalmist says in 23, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand.
弟兄姊妹，上帝的同在就是我们最大的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, the presence of God is the greatest blessing we can ever have.
我最近服侍一个癌症晚期的姊妹。
And recently, I've been counseling a sister who is having terminal cancer.
她有万贯家财。
And she has a lot of wealth.
但是面对癌症晚期的时候,
but when she is suffering from her cancer,
她就特别说,
and she said,
我特别希望有一个人来陪伴我。
I truly hope there is someone who can keep me company.
我痛苦的时候,
when I suffer,
我睡不着的时候,
and when I can't sleep,
我能够牢牢抓住她的手,
and I can closely hold her hand.
所以她是何其的孤独，何其的软弱。
So we can see how weak and how lonely she is.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要抓住别人的手不容易。
But it's not always possible to just hold others' hand.
但是圣经中讲，我们信主的人，上帝要抓住我们的手。
But for us believers, the Bible tells us that God holds our hand.
所以亚瑟讲，你搀着我的右手。
So Asaph said, God, you hold my right hand.
所以在英文中常常讲到我们被抓牢 grasped, 被引导 guided, 被荣耀 glorified.
So we often say that we want to be grasped and guided and glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是上帝赐给我们的福分。
And that is our blessing.
所以此处 诗篇的作者讲得非常的 严谨，非常的崇高。
And so we see the psalmist used his words very wisely.
你以你的训言来引导我，以后必叫我到荣耀里。
And he, in 24, he said, "You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory."
除你以外，在天上我还有谁呢？
Whom have I in heaven but you?
就是谁能够在我面对死亡的时候能够陪伴我呢？
In other words, who can keep our company when we face death?
And
when all the wealth of this world cannot help you, who can be your guide and your comfort?
所以诗篇的作者讲,
so the psalmist said, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
而且他反省说,
and he has reflected,
那些远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。
And he said, behold, those who are far from you shall perish, and you put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you.
所以你看，亚瑟的眼光经历了180度的翻转。
So we can see that the perspective that Asaph has turned, has experienced like an 180 degree turn.
本来人看人的时候，他羡慕他们，他嫉妒他们，觉得他们心宽体胖，发财致富。
From a human perspective, he was jealous, he was envious of the wealth of the arrogant, of the wicked.
现在从上帝的角度，他知道他们必要死亡，他们必要被上帝什么灭绝。
But from God's perspective, he has seen that, those people who they will surely perish, and they will surely has a miserable end.
他不光是看别人，
and not only the perspective of looking at others,
更重要的是,
but more importantly,
甚至是最后的落脚点是, 我亲近上帝是与我有益。
He has realized that his viewpoint that it, it is good for me to be near God.
我们就看到我, 上帝, 我, 这是中间, 我, 我, 我的中间, 我的中间, 我的中心, 我的中心, 我的一切, 围绕着我的, 是我, 整合在一起的, 是上帝。
What holds all the pieces of our lives together is God.
弟兄姊妹, 在很多基督徒中, 你的信仰的荒凉, 和难受之处是什么呢?
A lot of times believers experience this a low point of their faith.
如果你没有深刻的灵修和祷告,
if you don't have the devotion, regular devotions and prayers before God,
你总是在上帝面前,
and as you come before God,
你总是在别人面前,
and or before other people,
你指着你的丈夫说, 他是个坏蛋,
and then a lot of times we point fingers to others.
哦，这人那人，他他他他他他他他他，就好像开枪一样，哒哒哒哒哒哒，巴不得把别人都灭了。And
a lot of times we use our words as like bullets to others.
上帝说，你先不要管他。But
God said, "Well, don't care about other people for now."
你和我。
What about you and me?
我和你。
What about me and you?
所以我们应当和上帝之间有种我你的个人的密切的不可分离的爱的关系。
So as believers, what we should be seeking is this close and intimate and direct relationship with God.
这种个人性的位格的生命的关系有两大机制。
And this kind of this personal relationship with God culminated in two things.
当上帝取了肉身道成肉身成为耶稣基督的时候,
when God has become taken on the form of a human being and lived among us.
然后耶稣基督成为以马内利，上帝与我们什么同在？
And Jesus has become the God of Emmanuel, a God with us.
耶稣求父，父又赐下圣灵。
Jesus has asked God to actually give us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们的心中。
And the Holy Spirit also lives among us.
所以我们基督徒的一生一世也是常常要享受。 我与你，我与上帝，上帝与我之间那种内在的灵里的密切的关系。So
Christians in this life can also enjoy this close and intimate relationship with God in our hearts.
所以诗人发自内心的说：“我亲近神，是以我有意，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你的一切作为。”So
lastly, the psalmist has admitted that acknowledged that. For me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
诗人从述说恶人的作为,
so we can see that some has turned from accusing of the works of the wicked,
从述说自己的作为,
and to from admitting his own works,
转向述说上帝的作为,
towards the proclamation of God's works.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so in our faith, we should not just focus our eyes on others.
甚至也不要光盯着自己,
and also not just focusing on ourselves.
要单单仰望那为我们信心创始成终的救主耶稣基督本身。
But we should actually focus our eyes on God and on Christ Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以我们越是看别人，越会迷失方向。So
the more we look at others, we will get disoriented.
我们越是仰望耶稣基督，我们会有个重新的定向。The
more we fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, we will be reoriented.
所以我们在他里面成为一个新造的人。And
we can become a new being in Him.
我们在他里面不仅得生命，得的更丰盛，更丰盛。And
we will enjoy life and even life abundant.
他本身就是我们生命新的定向，新的经历。He
is the new orientation for our lives.
好，我们祷告。Let's
pray.
天父上帝，Heavenly
Father,
成为我们生命的意象，become
our vision.
成为我们生命的居所，and
become our dwelling place.
成为我们生命中的一切，and
become our all.
这都是你在耶稣基督里所赐给我们的。
All this you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And all the wisdom and knowledge were hidden in Jesus Christ. And were revealed through the Holy Spirit. Lead us into the sanctuary.
Lord.
And into your presence, Lord. And to know that you have given all the blessings in heaven and earth through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray and give thanks to you in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.